You're listening to God in the Raw Ministries. It's time to power up your week. Stay tuned for a powerful message from Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gail Pittman.
I bring to you a word today entitled, Take It by the Tail. Exodus chapter 4 and verse 4. But I'm just going to read that verse real quickly. But the Lord said to Moses, stretch out your hand and grab it by the tail. God wanted to show Moses the power of his might. God allowed him to wander around the Mount of Sinai. He saw the bush being burnt and not consumed. Moses fell close to see what kind of wonder is this. But then he heard God's voice. Take your shoes off your feet. You're standing on holy ground. I wanted to understand that there was no tabernacle there. So if God did not speak, Moses would never understand that Sinai was a sacred place. God began to reason with Moses and to give to him his assignment. You want to know your assignment, you've got to get you to Sinai. God looked at Moses and he saw that Moses had a rod. He said to Moses, what have you in your hand? Moses said, I have a rod. Now this is after Moses have gotten the assignment. Sometimes when you have gotten your assignment, you think that the assignment is too tumultuous. You don't see yourself qualified for the assignment. But if God called you to it, God will qualify you for it. So God decided to qualify the call. He said, what you have in your hand? And Moses said, I have a rod. God said, okay, throw it down. And Moses threw down the rod. The question is, when he threw down the rod and the rod became a serpent, the Bible says that Moses fled. It was not his first time seeing a snake. Moses was an educated man. You see, he was raised to be a prince, and there is no such thing as a stupid prince. I have watched enough kings and queens to understand that if they have a male child, and if the child is not growing up and acting like he has stamina, the king begin to wonder if the child is really his. Because you see, when it runs in the bloodline, you're supposed to function like it. Don't get angry with your children when they start acting like you. What are you doing? They're watching. They're emulating you. Come on now. You portray evil before them, they are going to be evil. They are going to be a devil. You'll be good. I don't have to ask no question. The boy is going to be a musician and he's going to be a mighty preacher. Yes, he will. Come on, take that opportunity. Learn how to seize a moment and say, Lord, every evil trait in me, I curse now. I stop it from being transferred upon my children. And if it have already been transferred, find them, kill it. Kill the trait. And let the godly side take its place. You see, you have not because you ask not. All right now. Take it by the tail. Take it by the tail. Moses fled. Wasn't his first time seeing a snake. I'm pretty sure he knew about snake. He was taught about snake, that they're dangerous, that they can kill. Moses was afraid. But then God said, take it. Stretch out your hand and take it by the tail. I tried to find out how to catch a snake. And I found out that people don't catch snake by the tail. You catch it by the head. But God wanted to show power and authority. Take it by the tail. Let it dangle. To take it by the tail is to say, I have power over you. I don't need your head to prove that I have power over you. Take it by the tail. That was such a deadly move. But if God said that you can do it, somebody shout, yes, I can. If God said that you can do it, you can. I've got news for you. What am I talking about? This is a representation of one facing their fears. The same thing that you're afraid of, God said to take it by the tail. Who am I talking to? So they tell you can't buy a house in this season, but take it by the tail. There are some trials that rises up in our lives. And it feels as though it's about to take us out. God said to tell you, take it by the tail. Show that situation that you have power. Take it by the tail. We're too fearful to join God's battalion. If you're a saint, you're simply saying that I am a member of the battalion of Armageddon. Are you listening to what I'm trying to say? I said I am a member of the battalion that is coming to silence the Antichrist. I had to be able to take a snake by the tail. I had to be able to take my problem by the tail. I had to be able to dictate to my situation. Planning and fleeing, man up and take it by the tail. Grab it by the tail. You understand that even though Moses was afraid, it is out of obedience that he took it by the tail. Out of obedience. So I know that you're feeling afraid. You're terrified. I know that you're scared. But you have a word from the Lord. Take it by the tail. What will you take by the tail? Your snake. Whatever it is you're afraid of. Mandelia Sata. Whatever it is that you're afraid of. Whatever mountain stand in front of you. The Lord said to tell you, take it by the tail. There is something about the stretching forth of the hand. You see, Satan looked at Job and he said to God, this is what he said to God. He says in Job chapter 1, he said, but put forth your hand now and touch all that he hath, and he will curse you to your face. Come on now. And God said, okay, stretch forth your hand and touch his life. Touch his bone and touch his flesh. Just don't take his life. Lift your hand in the presence of Elohim Adonai. And said, the enemy can touch anything I have. He can even touch my body. He has not permission to touch my life. Say, come on, lift up those hands and said, devil, just you wait until I am renewed. I want you to look at your situation. I want you to look at where you are right now and understand this. Just like that, huh? I want you to look at your situation and understand this. That though it make you afraid, there is a comeback. It is not over. I said there is a comeback. Some of us has given up on God because we have been afraid. Some of us have given up because our bone is touched. Some of us have totally given up. Because our body has been touched. Not your neighbor said, don't be a fool. You are God's. The enemy will not have the last say so over your life. Come on and begin to prophesy over your own life. The enemy has some power. I'm not here. Some people like to tell you that the enemy has no power. That's a lie. When Moses got to Egypt, Pharaoh threw down his rod too. And his rod became serpent too. I said the enemy has some power. But if you abide in Elohim, the power of the enemy can't affect you. I said the enemy can try, but he can't affect you. The Lord want me to tell you that the enemy have sat on you, take you by your tail for so long because you refuse to take the enemy by his tail. You are the one that have the right to take the enemy by the tail because God make you a head. You have no tail. You just sat down and let the devil sew a tail on you. Lift up your head and say, I don't have no tail. Stand up on your feet and say, I am a head. Mondo bosande de yosa. It's only a phantom of your imagination. You feel like you are being dangled by the enemy. It's a phantom of your imagination. Let me tell you something, you don't have no tail. You don't have no tail for the enemy to grab. You are a whole head. Hear what I love about the head. What I love about the head is that the head can speak. I said the head can speak. That said the head can speak. Come on, stand up and say, the devil, I'm too heavy for the enemy to lift. Because he had to lift me by my head. Come on now, come on now, come on now. I said, come on now, wake up and come to your senses and begin to speak over your life. You see, when Moses saw that God gave him power to take the snake by the tail, Moses said, but I can't speak. God said, don't worry about that. I'll give you somebody who can speak for you. Oh Lord, if you can't speak, find you a prophet and say, prophet, speak for me, and let the prophet ask, what can the Lord do for you? Say, tell the Lord for me that I'm heartbroken. I am sick and tired. I feel like giving up. Tell the Lord for me, I need healing. Tell the Lord for me, I need a finance breakthrough. Tell the Lord for me that the enemy has shackled me. You're listening to me? Are you listening to me? Nudge your neighbor and say, come down. Shake yourself down. Feel like you've been lifted and being hijacked by the enemy? Come down. You have enough body weight to take you down. So you're walking around feeling hopeless because you won't speak. You refuse to speak. Lift up your hand and said, I'm going to begin speaking some things over my life. Come, I said, I'm going to speak like I have no sense. Repeat after me, death and life is in the power of the tongue. Said, don't mess with me because I'm in a speaking season. Come on, 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 come on. Said, I'm in a speaking season. I'm in a speaking season. Come on now, come on now, come on now, come on now. I'm in a speaking season. I'm in a speaking season. Oh, somebody begin to decree over their life that it is well. It is well with me. It is well with my son. It is is well with my daughter. It is well with my health. It is well with my finances. It is well, it is well, it is well. It is well, it is well, it is well, it is well. It is well, it is well. It is well with my business. It is well, it is well, it is well, it is well. It is well, it is well with my mind. It is well with my mind. Let me tell you, let me tell you, let me tell you, let me tell you. The reason why you feel hijacked. You keep saying, I am depressed. I am depressed. I am broke. I am sick. My blood pressure, my diabetes, my hair, my back, my hip, my knee. My back is well. My knee is functioning well. Come now, come now, come now, come now, come now. Dr. Brown, my heart is well. You listening? I said when the disciple says, let us call down fire, Yeshua said, stop. You know not who you are. Look at your daughter and say, daughter, I'll be careful how I handle you. Said, I know who you are. Some of us don't have no blinking sense. We just get up and talk about people and talk about people and talk about people. You have any idea who you're talking about? What if they should begin to take your name to the Lord in prayer? What if they should begin to take your name to the Lord in prayer? What if they get on their knee and begin to say, Lord! Lord! You see how Lola upset my righteous spirit! God! Lola! And before you know it, Lola ain't doing so well. Let me tell you something, the enemy's supposed to be afraid of you. Rise and stand up and kick your shoulder back. Rise and stand up with your head up high. Let the enemy see you coming. Enemy must be afraid of righteous people. Enemy must be afraid of the tongue of the righteous. Because whatever we decree, whatever we declare, somebody said the Lord will. The Lord will. The Lord will establish it. Say, neighbor, don't even upset me. Because even if I don't speak it, if I desire it, God will take it by the tail. Lord, 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 Lord. Stop walking around being fearful. You know the funny thing? There are a lot of people that are in relationship. And you're so scared. You are so scared. I'm only talking what the Spirit says. If you're so scared, why are you there? Why are you there? Why are you there? I said, I have a niece who was dating a guy, and she didn't know that the guy was a member of the lodge community. And the guy wanted to try something funny, but he confessed that you are no ordinary person.
My niece go to church once in the blue moon, honey. She ain't saved. I'm praying for her, though. And she told me the other day the prayer is working. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Open your mouth and say, God will save senior pastor niece. Yes, he will. He was told by the ungodly spirit, not that one. She's covered. Mandobo sate. Kikondolobo sende diasa. Somebody said, Lord, have mercy upon me. I don't care if you buck me in the mall and I'm wearing some shorts. Don't mess with me. I still carry the power. Lord, 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 Lord. Come on now, say, be careful how you deal with me. Because I don't look like it. Be careful how you talk about me. Because I don't dress like it. I carry the anointing. I carry the power. I carry it in my head. I have no death. Ho, ho. Minister of Music, stand up. Because I'm about to tell a story, and if I'm lying, he's going to shut me down. Isn't it a fact that in the ending of last year, we were all in Jamaica? Yeah? Isn't it a fact that you went to a specific location with your brother? My nephew. Mm-hmm. And a man walked in. But you were at a certain place. And your brother was on the inside of the building while you were on the outside of the building. True? A man walked in the building and looked at your brother and said, man, you must be related to a preacher I know. A bald head preacher I know. But your brother said no. He began to play the devil's advocate. He said, what you know about that preacher? I bet that preacher is a gallus. No, that's what my nephew said, because my nephew knew exactly who the man is talking about. The man said, no, sir. Mark you, my nephew have stopped going to church for a long time. But can I tell you? The anointing of God is still with him. I heard that there are days he's at his business place. The power of God arrests him and he's speaking in tongues. Am I telling truth? He came to my house and I'm just having conversation about church. And the brother go off in the spirit. I heard. Somebody said, I heard. Of which you are an eyewitness. That when the man said, no, sir. Down upon my nephew, pick him up out of the building and land him in the street. Am I telling the truth, sir? Then I heard that the man began to inquire, who are these people? The man scout out your house. Am I telling the truth? Came and find you all. To let you all know, you are not no ordinary kind of people. We have said some crucial things about you, though. Come. Man, you better put that base down. You ain't qualified. But a sinner. Your neighbor said, if you mess with me, I'll take you by the tail the enemy put on you. Lord, 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 Lord. The rain season is not over. But I find another season in the midst of the rain. It's called the speaking season. Are you listening to what I'm trying to say to you? There was a time when the Lord told me, I was on fasting, and he said to me, he said, when you know that you are right, anything you speak, God said, I back it. I never will forget, my sister-in-law was pregnant. She was pregnant with Aaron, and she had a spitting problem. And she heard when I told my sister what God said the Lord. She said, well, if God says that, then speak a word on me that I put away this cup. And I did that. And it happened for her immediately. She never spit for the rest of the pregnancy. Listen, 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 listen. So the church heard, and everybody began to speak. Everybody began to stretch forth hands, shut down things, rise up things. You remember those days, Deaconess? Am I telling the truth? You remember those days, Lady Beckford? But how soon we have forgotten that we are powerful. How soon we have forgotten that you can take a snake by the tail. How soon you have forgotten that your snake can swallow up the enemy's snake. How soon you have forgotten that the God of Sinai is alive and well. How soon we have forgotten that you can blood up the water of the enemy. You want to work iniquity? Don't let me tell you about God, because God can do some stuff. God can do some stuff. The problem you have, sir, you ain't speaking. You're too busy feeling sorry for yourself. The problem you have, you're not speaking. You're too busy talking about what the enemy is doing to you. Stand up in your place. I said to stand up in your place. Stand up in your place. And open your mouth and decree and declare that I will stand in my place. Remain standing. And then we have the nerve to come to church, and as soon as the praise and worship begin to sing, I know who God says I am, what he says I am, where he says I'm at. I know who lies we tell. Who are you? Who are you? Lift your hand and shout it with an uplifted voice. I am a head and not a tail. Who are you? Who are you? A head and not a tail. Who are you? Respond to me. I can move a mountain with my word. Who are you? Somebody has taken it by the tail. Oh, I wish somebody would praise God. I wish somebody would praise God. I wish somebody would praise God.
Thank you for joining God in the Raw Ministries. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe. Partner with God in the Raw by calling 1-888-914-6346. Again, that number is 1-888-914-6346. And be a part of this magnificent movement. Until next time. Bye.
What has 8 legs, 8 arms, 4 smiling mouths, and runs when the phone rings? Well, that's our WCNO staff. And we're ready for the spring prayers and share beginning on Monday, March 20th. 2 weeks of miracles, testimonies, and vision casting. Call 772-221-1100 for more information.